T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, it's Thursday, so we are getting very, very close to the weekend. It's cloudy, and it's going to be cloudy and maybe a little rainy tomorrow, but so what? It's, it's Friday, maybe cloudy over some of the weekend. We've had some really, really beautiful weather, so this is okay. We will get through this. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. We have a lot to talk about, and we do have some serious stuff to get to this afternoon, but I will tell you this. We are going to squeeze some fun out of today's show. Again, a few serious things to discuss, but we are going to squeeze fun out of the show today. Now, a lot of you have heard the story of rocker Ozzy Osbourne biting the head off a real bat on stage during a concert. Is that true? We're going to talk about that this afternoon. Now, I did a video a little while ago. I don't know if it's up yet, but at some point they're going to post it on the WWL Radio Facebook page. And so you'll get a hint of what we're going to talk about when you see that. And you can become part of that conversation. And I also ask an interesting question. And if you want to answer the question, then answer the question, and I'll do what I can to find an answer to your question. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Also, in the next hour of the show, there was an album released on this day in, I want to say, well, let me see. I can find out for sure. I think it's 1997, but let me make sure. Yeah, 1997. And it was released by a guy, a singer, who was more popular in the 50s. And the guy really got into Christian music and gospel. And he became really, really well-respected in the Christian community. This guy released an album that was highly criticized. He did some covers, highly criticized by many Christians. I thought it was really cool. Anyway, we're going to play some songs from that album coming up in the next hour. So I'm glad you're with us. If you do want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the WWL Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870, and you can send me an email at scoot@wwl.com. Also, did you see the violence last night in Portland? Well, there was violence in Portland. There was violence in Seattle and also in Denver, Colorado. Now, as much as everybody was waiting for the violence to come from Trump supporters, the extreme right, it came from the extreme left. They were protesting Biden, too. So we're going to talk about that coming up in just a few minutes. Also, I think it's really interesting that somebody took the time to determine that the clicks and the visits to favorite adult sites yesterday during the inauguration were down significantly. Across the country, these clicks were down, especially in the D.C. area, but they were so. People were watching the inauguration instead of clicking on those sites. Okay, so let's remember one of the really nice lines that President Biden delivered yesterday in his inaugural address. Here's part of what he had to say, and listen to this, and I guess the question is, are you going to follow this lead?
America's story depends not on any one of us, not on some of us, but on all of us. on we the people. That's the task before us. The only way we'll get through the darkness around us.
You know, and that's exactly what we talked about on the show yesterday. And that was the topic of the blog that I wrote yesterday for the show. That, you know, we can't look to the politicians to bring us together. We can't look at the media and say the media is dividing us. No, we're dividing ourselves. Because the politicians and the media both reflect who we are. They reflect the country. They reflect the audience and the voters. And so if we don't like what we see in them, you know, we really have to look back at ourselves and say that's a reflection of us. So we have to do a better job, you and me, we the American people, have to do a better job of accepting responsibility for how we contribute to the divide in America. And look, this has nothing to do with giving up on your passion for politics. It has nothing to do with like, oh, well, I don't really have an opinion. No, man, keep your opinions. I love the debate. I love political conflict. I mean, not physical political conflict, but you know, this is part of America. So it's okay that we don't always agree. But when you saw what happened on January the 6th, and when you see what sometimes happens in the streets of the country over politics, you can't help but think that, hey, wait a minute, maybe this has gone a little bit too far. And there's no reason why we can't totally disagree. There's no reason why you can't think the other side is just full of, you know, or that you absolutely hate the person who is president, or that you hate the person who is Speaker of the House or House Majority Leader. I mean, it's okay to really have like negative feelings about these people. That's okay. But, you know, when it comes to them being in public, you know, I say leave them alone. I mean, if somebody's going out to dinner, let them have their dinner. Let them enjoy that private time. They're not on the platform of their political career in that moment. And so I say just, you know, let them be. But not everybody thinks that way. So I'm not against political conflict. I'm not against debate. But I think we do need to do a better job of working together and realize that we are fueling the divide. The media reflects back that which is looking into it, which is us. And the politicians respond to us. And there's too many of us who are cheering for our side to not compromise and to stand their ground. And that's why there's gridlock. It really ultimately comes back to us. So apparently the Republican Party is not entirely happy with the first things that Joe Biden is doing as president of the United States.
Newly installed Senate Chief Chuck Schumer says the nation's opened a new chapter.
Our new president and this new Senate commenced the work of rebuilding our country.
The president yesterday signing orders reversing Trump action on immigration, climate change, and the XL pipeline, among other things. In the Senate,
it took several big steps in the wrong direction.
And the House.
These are the wrong priorities at the wrong time.
GOP leaders Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy say the Biden administration apparently decided its first priority was to hurt American workers. Both say Democrats do not have a sweeping mandate for liberal change, even with control of both chambers and the White House. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And let the debate begin. I mean, it's already started. One day in the office and there's already a political disagreement over, you know, philosophy. Now, the Biden administration is saying that it really did not find any concrete plan to get out the vaccines. And so the Biden administration is really taking on COVID-19 as one of their top priorities.
President Biden's COVID-19 strategy takes center stage on his second day in office. The president will address inequities in hard-hit minority communities as he signs 10 pandemic-related executive orders today. But Biden officials say due to a lack of cooperation by the Trump administration, they don't have a complete understanding of Trump's actions on vaccine distribution, and they're receiving complaints from states that say they're not getting enough vaccine, even as they are being asked to vaccinate more categories of people. Biden wants to expand testing and vaccine availability. He has a goal of 100 million shots in his first 100 days in office. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And I'm Scoot on this Thursday afternoon on WWL, AMFM, and radio.com. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the WWL talk and text line is 504-260-1870, and my email address is scoot@wwl.com. So President Trump did leave a note for Joe Biden. This is something that started with Ronald Reagan back in 1989, I think, when Ronald Reagan left a note at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office for his former vice president, who is now president, George H. Walker Bush. And so since then, people have been leaving notes. Well, there was a question about whether or not Donald Trump would follow through on some of these traditions. Well, apparently he did. And Joe Biden is not revealing exactly what's in it. But Joe Biden did tell reporters yesterday afternoon that the president wrote a very generous letter. And he said, because it was private, I will not talk about it until I talk to him. So, you know, I respect that. I respect that Donald Trump did that, and I respect that Joe Biden is keeping that private until he talks to the president. Oh, also, there were some people concerned about where was Barron, President Trump's teenage son, President and Melania Trump's teenage son. Where was he? Because, you know, they got on the helicopter alone. They got on Air Force One alone. And some people on social media were talking about a Home Alone situation, like, you know, where the guy was left home alone at the White House. No, that didn't happen. We are assured that he was on the flight. I don't know how he got there, but he was on the flight to Florida. And, you know, here's a guy, from what little we know about him, and we don't need to know anything about him, really, but he seems to be very, very shy. And so if he doesn't want to be in the spotlight at all, then he needs to be respected for that. So apparently everything is fine for those of you who might have been concerned about where is Barron. And Let's go to get some of your calls. Let's go to Bob, who is in Gretna. Bob, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Scoot, can you hear me?
Hey, Bob.
Hey. Yeah, I have a couple of suggestions, actually, if President Biden would like to extend the olive branch and bring the country together.
Okay.
One would be to stop the impeachment proceedings against President Trump. And he would gain all of the Trump supporters. He'd get them on his side. And the other is the company MyPillow that's been banned from a lot of retail outlets. He should suggest that those retail outlets continue to carry that product. Just because a guy was a Trump supporter doesn't mean you should ruin his business. And we're seeing that here locally with the Rouse's supermarkets, with LSU threatening to cancel their contract with Rouse's. Simply because one of the family members attended the rally in D.C.
Yeah, I don't know that I don't know that they're going to follow through with that. I've given my personal feelings about that. I shop at Rouse's, and I was certainly not a supporter of President Trump. But I don't think somebody should be penalized for going to a rally. Now, if the owner of Rouse's and the founder of Rouse's, if he was involved in the riot, maybe that would be a different story. As far as the impeachment is concerned, I've heard that the Biden administration right now is not saying anything about that. I believe at this point they're not pushing for impeachment, and I think that's a smart move on the Biden administration. I do.
Yeah, so they would win a lot of people over by not pursuing that.
Yep. Well, we'll see what happens. Bob, I appreciate the call. All right, if you want to join us this afternoon, the WWL talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So leaders of the city of New Orleans gathered together to start talking about car break-ins. This is a major, major problem. I mean, it's almost kind of like an epidemic. Far too many little punk thugs are breaking into cars, just smashing windows. And they're getting some stuff, but I think they also vicariously and subconsciously enjoy the fact that by doing this, they terrorize a community. I think they get a joy out of that. And this is a way that they find meaning in life. I'm making up this excuse because I think it's a reason, but it shouldn't be acceptable. But apparently there's going to be a virtual meeting and the public can be involved this coming Monday, because I don't know what can be done. It's really easy to say something has to be done, but what can be done to stop car break-ins? I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Yeah, they were taking it to the streets in Portland, Seattle, and in Denver. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it was bad enough to talk about. So we're going to get to that. Let me get to a couple of your phone calls. Let's go to Booty and Lester. You're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Scoot, how you doing? This is Lester.
Hey, Lester.
You talk about Joe Biden. Joe Biden will run the country broke. He ain't going to get no oil to Louisiana. And plus, he's going to go up on minimum wages. Donald Trump did more for this country than any president. And he's coming back in 2024. But he's not running as a Republican. He's not running as a Democrat. I was waiting yesterday. I went to Florida yesterday when he got in.
All right, Lester, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to call me back. First of all, I want to mention that the country is already broke. The country was broke under President Trump as well. So he can't, you know, Joe Biden can't make the country broke because we're already broke. But he might add to the deficit in the same way that Donald Trump added to the deficit when he was president. If you want to call me back when all this transpires in 2024, just please feel free to. And we'll see if Trump does indeed run again.
And look, that stuff I told you about when it broke in the White House, it wasn't Trump supporters, okay? It was that cheating.
Well, I'm not going to let you lie on the show, Lester. I'm not going to let you lie on the show. It was Trump supporters. I'm sorry that that's hard for you to take, but I'm not going to let you lie on the show. It was Trump supporters. I suggest that you accept that fact. Okay?
All right. We'll see. Bye.
All right, Lester. You know, I mean, seriously, I mean, do you really, I mean, we get a sample of how Americans think on this show, a sample. I mean, this guy honestly believes that. He's convinced, first of all, what was his first thing? Joe Biden is going to drive this country to be broke. We're already broke. And then Trump's going to come back and run. We talked about the Patriot Party or the possibility of the Patriot Party yesterday on the show. So he's convinced that Trump's going to come back in 2024 and run for president, but not as a Republican. Well, if he couldn't win with Republicans behind him, how's he going to win as a third party? So I don't get it.
If I can just pop in real quick, we've heard a lot this week about a comment that Katie Couric made about the need to deprogram Trump supporters, and that's I understand why that's upset a lot of people, but a call like that I think is pretty illustrative of I think what she meant.
I think you're right about that.
You know what I'm getting at? It's like, I don't think it's like, we need to deprogram everyone who holds conservative views or ever voted for Republican.
No,
but
right.
a caller like that who's sitting here and telling you that the grass is blue and the sky is green, what can we do with them? We must help that person.
I've got people close to me that need to be deprogrammed, but I'm not going to take the time to do it because I don't know if I can.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if some of these people can be deprogrammed. I mean, sometimes something makes an imprint on your brain and it's impossible to erase it. As long as we've got you here, let's do a couple of text messages.
Sure, absolutely. Here's a text that says, a lot of people reacting to our first caller, Bob and Gretna. This text says, Bob's idea of a capitulation will mean that another authoritarian will try to take up Trump's banner. Never again.
Yeah, I would hope not, because the movement that Donald Trump talked about as he was leaving the White House yesterday and taking off for Florida is not a movement that should be embraced in this country. It's a movement that should be discouraged. And we're going to get to the violence on the left in just a few minutes here. Let's do another one.
Here's one. This is nice. Did you hear National Poet Laureate Amanda Gorman? Not a lot of people get prose and all that, but her recitation was vividly picturesque and interlinked with just enough rhyme to make it a beautiful musicality, making it readily absorbable, understandable, and enlightening. Beautiful perspective indeed.
You see, we have intelligent, articulate people listening to our show. We do. Sometimes they actually make themselves known. That's very true. And she was brilliant. I mean, just brilliant. And,
so
you know, this comes from the eyes and the mind of, like, I think she's 21 years old, 21, 22.
Yeah, 22, I think. Here's one more before we get back to the calls. It said, yes, they should be held accountable for going to a false Stop the Steal rally. that was stirring up nothing but anger. Scoot, I really hope that you stop saying that that's because of their support for Trump. It is their support of a lie.
Well, I never said it was because of their support for Trump. If I call somebody a Trump supporter and distinguish between Republicans and Trump supporters, I don't need to go any further than that. But I never said that they did it because they supported Trump. They were Trump supporters, and they did it in support of the lie. And I can't do more. Nobody has done more than I have to distinguish between those Trump supporters and Republicans and conservatives. So, you know, my mind's pretty clear when it comes to that. So there was some violence on the left. We're going to get to that in just a few minutes. From Bush. Don, you're on WWL.
Hello. Thank you. Don from Bush. I wanted to comment on two things. The last caller said something about Biden breaking the country. Well, the Congress is the one who handles the budget, yeah, not the executive branch. And the same applies to the idea of calling off the impeachment. Congress and Senate have to do with the impeachment and not the executive branch. And this kind of rolls over to something someone told me before the election, when the Democratic primary and they were having the debates, and a fellow at the coffee shop told me, he says, "I don't know about you, but if I was President Trump, I'd fire Biden." And I said, "Well, Biden's not the vice president right now. And even if he was, I don't think he could fire Mike Pence if he wanted." You know,
oh, my
people
God.
Really need to understand what's going on.
Yeah. You know, you're right, Don. The administration, the Biden administration, could now push for impeachment. But that's up to Capitol Hill. It's up to Congress.
Thank you for letting me have my say.
Sure, Don. I appreciate the call. Can you imagine somebody like today or right before the election saying, why doesn't Trump fire Joe Biden? These are people who vote. These are people who watch the news and interpret it, or listen to talk radio and interpret certain things. And this is how they're interpreting the world around them. You don't think that's scary? Let's go to Mobile. Michael, you're on WWL. Hello, Michael. Okay, let's go to Joe, who's in Houma. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Just a quick little question. Do you have any opinion on all the stuff that was going on about Hunter Biden before the election?
Yeah, I mean, I do. It's disturbing. And, there should be obviously there's enough information for there to be an investigation. And this has got to be a really tough situation for Joe Biden to be in, because he may have to sit back and watch his son go through hell. I'm hoping for Joe Biden's sake that there's nothing there, but there seems to be enough information for there to be an investigation.
Yes, because, I mean, I see all the stuff that's going on with it. And, he's on a vice presidential airplane to a trip to China, and he's not talking to his son about the business dealings that he's in. I just kind of find that hard to take.
That is hard to believe, isn't it? It is. So I hope they find the truth.
Exactly. You know, because, I mean, you're looking at the tape. They show the tape. Even everybody else has shown it, that he's telling them to fire the guy who's trying to investigate his son's oil field dealings. And, he got it done. So, I mean, he has to know a little bit about it. You know, I mean, he's got to come clean.
Yeah, I would agree. So, you know, we'll see how that develops. But, innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, it's worth talking about. And there's enough information there for there to be an investigation. And, you know, I don't want it to be slanderous. I don't want it to be not true and it ruins somebody's reputation. But if somebody's to be held accountable, hold them accountable. Joe, I appreciate the call. All right, if you want to join us with your comment, the WWL Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870, and my email address is scoot@wwl.com. A sad day on our pop culture calendar. It was on this day, January 21st, 1984. Jackie Wilson passed away. He was 49 years old. He passed away in Mount Holly, New Jersey. He was in a coma for 8 years. So obviously he went to a better place. He suffered a massive heart attack in 1976 while performing on the Dick Clark Show in a Latino casino in New Jersey. And he was in a coma since then. And this is the day that he finally moved on. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Good afternoon. I'm Scoot. Welcome back to our show on this cloudy Thursday afternoon. We've got a bunch of people on hold right now, so I'm going to get to your calls. And we're going to talk about the violence from the far left that erupted yesterday in some cities. There wasn't violence from the far right, from the far left yesterday. They weren't happy with Biden either. And some of it got kind of vicious. So we'll talk about that just after 2 o'clock. Shepard Smith, who used to be on Fox News, he's now on CNBC. Yeah, CNBC. Shepard Smith said when he was at Fox, he tried to keep blinders on. He tried to tell the truth. But he said not everybody there was. What's interesting is that Shepard Smith was criticized by Fox viewers. Many of them. He was criticized because he wasn't the one who was lying. He was criticized because he was telling the truth. And it just goes to prove once again that there are people who don't want the truth. They want something that makes them feel comfortable about what they already believe. Let's get back to your calls from Gonzalez Speedy. You're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. You know, with the not much political drama going on now.
No. There's barely anything to talk about.
I didn't have anything
about
to watch on the news last night, so I was just kind of surfing the TV. And I ran across this thing, Celebrating America.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah.
And he hosted the show. It was really, really so good. And it was, you know, it was a really good attempt to try and, like, grab everybody out there and go, hey, come on, we're one nation. Look at all these beautiful people we have, singers and actors and mm-hmm. actresses, and let's just all come together and try and be happy.
Yeah, that was in lieu of a specific inaugural concert because of the pandemic. John Bon Jovi was on there. I think Bon Jovi just looks great. I mean, I love that he's let his hair.
Wow, man!
Let his hair get silver.
Here comes the Beatles song. It was fantastic.
Yeah, here comes the song. Yeah, and what I love about somebody like John Bon Jovi and even Bruce Springsteen. Is that, mm-hmm. you know, they've gotten older. Okay, yeah, okay, they look older. But you know what? So do we. And it's almost like it's okay to get older. I mean, it's okay. You don't have to give up who you are when you get a little older. And I love that John Bon Jovi hasn't done really, I don't know, maybe he's had a nip or tuck hair and some Botox. I don't know. But he let his hair go totally white. And I think there's something really comforting about that.
Absolutely. It's like, you know, there really is no age limit anymore to just keep on going, you know,
right.
Just put it all out there. I mean, look who our president is, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see he's struggling with his age sometimes, but he still does a marvelous, he keeps his composure. Kamala Harris, you know, she was kind of jitterbugging a little bit on the stage with him while the concerts were going on.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, Katy Perry, man, is she not unbelievable?
Oh,
she sang her... Her big song.
No, Fireworks.
Fireworks. But the one I liked the most was Demi Lovato. My God, is she good.
Yeah. I mean, there's some really talented young singers out there. And, you know, people love to just dismiss today's music and today's performers as being, you know, no talent bums. But that's really not true.
No. I mean, we're used to the 60s, 70s great music that was written, but you know, it was a different time. People were more introspective back then. But I say they were. You know, I don't know. More drugs probably being used, but you know, they've got some really great songwriters and some really great talent out there. Yeah. Some unbelievably good voices. John Legend was just.
I do agree. Speedy. I enjoyed the conversation, man. Thanks for pointing that out, because I saw that as I was watching it last night, too. So I'm glad you pointed that out. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Bill, who is on the road. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, enjoy your show, Scoot. Hey,
thanks, Bill.
Just want to, just about the main media, I was watching, I think it was on PBS, when he was signing off on all the executive orders, and I noticed that whenever he got to the third one, they started asking questions, and then someone got up and just cleared the room, just said, press out, press out. And so I ended up, I told my wife, I said, did you see what just happened? Of course, I couldn't go back, you know, but I was able to see it on the deal. I guess my point is the media, now look, in Biden's defense, he did say this morning through the media that he's not going to tolerate his staff being ugly to anyone. But I just think that the mainstream media, they should all be just tell the truth. Don't, because even this morning, like ABC, they didn't do the whole video. They cut that part out, you know.
Well, okay, but Bill, honestly, look, on this show or in any situation where the media is giving out information, there's always a time factor. I mean, I'm under the clock, you know, every minute of the show, and so there are time restraints, and because of the time restraints, you can't do everything. And when you cut something off, it sometimes it's biased. Some things that are cut off, sometimes it's biased to show a certain angle. Of a story, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just because of the timing of it.
Yeah, but I think it was wrong by her clearing out the whole Oval Office, you know.
Well, there were times, well, I mean, Trump would clear out the Oval Office at a certain point. They'd clear it all out, all the reporters out.
And that's where, even for Trump, you know, it's like, if you're going to invite the reporters and they ask a question, all Biden, he could have said, look, right now, I'm just doing this. I'm not answering any questions. You know.
Well,
but
you know,
he was
but
himself. He himself was like dumbfounded. Like, what just happened? You know?
All right, Bill. Don't worry about this. You're making a problem out of something that's not really a problem, because there's a time when they clean out the room because the president, whoever it is, has to do some work. So, just relax. I know this is going to come up a lot. We're already starting to see it, and I love those who said, what are you going to talk about after you're on the year after the election? And I knew there would be a lot to talk about, and you're witnessing it. There are going to be people who are going to misinterpret so many things, and I'm going to do the best I can to set the record straight. All right, very quickly, let's go to Metairie and Suez. You're on WWL.
Hey, Scoop.
Hey, Suez.
Hi. I'm 72 years old. I consider myself a liberal. Enjoy talking to you, by the way.
Thank you.
And indeed, I have some concerns about the news channel stations, TV, in reference to being biased to Democrat or Republican. And I really don't want to believe that. But I was listening to the news last night on Channel 8, and they reported the riots as being Democrat, whereas this morning I was watching Channel 3, and indeed they just said there were riots in Portland and blah blah blah.
I read a couple of different reports when it happened last night. I was actually on the phone with my son yesterday afternoon. He says, "Dad, man, I don't know. My son was on the northeast side of Portland." And he said, there's a bunch of police and there's a helicopter. There's a lot going on. So then we found out that it was the situation there at the Democratic Party headquarters of Oregon. So, you know, it does appear as if it was Antifa. It was the left. But I originally read it was not in. I originally read it was just a riot. And then FoxNews.com reported it was Antifa. But I think there's enough information to indicate that it was Antifa. I'm going to talk about that a little more coming up right after the news at 2 o'clock. But Suez, welcome to our show. I'm very proud to have you listening in. You know what we're going to do one day next week? We're going to do this one day next week. Well, first of all, I got to tell you about this song. It was on this day, January 21st, 1967, this song by Aaron Neville hit the number one spot on the R&B charts. And it is such a classic. And I wish every politician would listen to this. I wish every media person would pay attention to the words of this song. It's titled, Tell It Like It Is. All right, I'm going to tell you about an exercise. We'll do this when we come back. I'm going to talk about an exercise that we can all get together and do. It's going to be homework. We're going to all do it next week. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. Hey, when President Trump woke up this morning, I'm sorry, I keep saying president. When former President Trump woke up this morning, do you think he realized, oh my God, I got to put my pants on by myself today? Nobody here to help me get dressed? Because you know they have valets. And I'm sure that if you're as wealthy as President Trump, you could still have a valet if you wanted to. But I mean, he might have had to put his pants on by himself today. Not that he's not capable of that, of course. Okay, Ann Coulter is this ultra right-wing conservative who has just supported Trump tremendously over the years. Wait till you hear what she has to say about President Trump. And also coming up in the next hour, we've got to talk about the violence that took place yesterday. So many people were expecting violence from the far right. It apparently came from the far left. That's what we're learning. So we're going to talk about that, set the record straight on that. Also coming up in the next hour, it was on this day in 1997 that a pop singer from the 50s who really got into Christian music and gospel music did an album that people highly criticized. We're going to play some cuts from the album that was criticized. I think you're going to find it entertaining. All that's coming up next hour here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.